Sulphur Springs City Manager Mark Maxwell gave the City Council his monthly manager's report at a regular meeting Tuesday night, and here is what he had to say.
I am reporting this month that the FM 2285 waterline replacement project is moving slowly as a result of the weather. The rains have slowed us down in more ways than one. One of those being we spent the entire last week out at the site where we normally conduct the spring cleanup, just taking in trees and tree limbs. But today we have installed 6,500 feet of pipe, and three of the four bores have been completed. When done, this project will replace 2.5 miles of undersized and dilapidated water main at a cost of $862,000. The project begins at State Highway 19 and extends past Lake Sulphur Springs Dam. This is probably our biggest source of waterline repairs in the city. After that, the Rockdale Road reconstruction project will get underway. We're going to go ahead and complete that that road this year. And directly after that, expect the Davis Street waterline replacement project. We need to get that done so we can get that section of Davis paved in this summer's summer paving program. I already reported that last week we manned the spring cleanup site. We had quite a few costs in relation to that and in relation to clearing the streets the night of the storm and the following morning. We're actually compiling those costs. The judge has declared a disaster, and there's some chance that we will be able to get reimbursement for our cleanup costs. We didn't have any workers' compensation claims in May, but we did have three liability claims. One for damage to a Verizon line, one was a minor vehicle accident, and one was for damage allegedly arising from a pothole incident. And we submitted a claim to TML for wind and lightning damage to buildings, mobile equipment, real property, the airport, service center, Kids Kingdom, and the downtown plaza. We had quite a bit of damage throughout the city as a result of that storm. At the old city hall, or the city business office, as we're calling it, reconstruction is moving right along. The tile is the tile done yet? Or
done. Well, a couple of the storage rooms, the mechanical rooms.
Okay, so we'll be moving in July, correct?
Correct.
The wastewater treatment plant had a very good month, all considering, producing an effluent stream with a TSS count of 2.97 milligrams per liter. Our limit is 15 for this month. It's pretty impressive.
KSST News.